And it's time to speak to our first good cause. I'm featuring today, it's the Knaphill School PTA, that's the Parent Teachers Association. And to find out more about them, I'm joined on the phone by Kate Palmer. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, Andy.
Well, hi. Now, let's start off by asking you, first of all, the Knaphill School Parent Teachers Association, which schools are involved?
We've got two schools. It's the Knaphill Lower School and the Knaphill Junior School.
So, two schools, one PTA. Why is that?
Good question. They're not related at all, but they are within walking distance of each other. So it just makes sense to have one PTA. Most of the children go from one school up to the next one. So, yeah, it makes sense to have one PTA.
And how long's the Parent Teachers Association actually been established?
Oh, good question. I actually have no idea.
But your role, then? What's your role, Kate, in this?
My role is chair. This is my third year I've been doing chair now. So it's great. I love it. Mm. It involves organising lots of events, lots of marketing and PR, and really to raise awareness about what we do to parents in the community.
Now, I guess you don't do that alone, Kate. I guess you've got some people on the committee you've twisted arms for. Why not give them a mention?
Yeah, we've got 10 people on our core team. We've got a vice chair, which is Julie Birch, and we've got treasurer, Karen Greenhow, and currently we're changing roles. So we've got Kim Caffey, who's our secretary. But we've, alongside that, we've also got a dedicated team of parents who help run these events, and without them, we couldn't do it.
Now, you're talking about activities you organise. What activities do you organise for the two schools?
Well, we've got 29 events planned for this year. Some focus around the children, and they are discos, film nights, and then we've got news next year, the Great Knaphill Bake Off.
Oh.
Then we've got parents and carers have got some events as well, just for the adults, the quiz nights and summer parties. And then the favourites are for everybody, the families and the communities, which are dads camping, summer fete and Christmas fairs.
Well, so it's half term, so you've probably got your feet up this week. But when you get back to the children return to school next week, the big fundraisers, is it really going to be Christmas?
It is going to be Christmas. Our Christmas fair is the 6th of December this year. We have already started. I don't stop in half term. So our raffle tickets have already gone to print.
Right.
We've got a fabulous 6-night Caribbean cruise, which Carnival Cruise Lines have donated to us.
Fantastic.
So it's all go.
And always to run these events needs lots of funds. So obviously the contribution you're going to receive from the local family director is appreciated. How's it going to assist you?
It will all help because we have, the junior school has a swimming pool which is only used throughout the summer months and we have to heat that because it hasn't got a roof. So £5,000 of our money goes towards that alone, as well as classroom equipment and musical instruments and books, etc. And then the lower school use their funds in different ways. So we've actually put in place a new IT infrastructure. And we also subsidise their school trips. So there's a lot going on.
It does. It seems you are a very busy lady. If people want to find out more, what's the best way? What's your website and things?
We've got knaphillschoolspta.org.uk. And we've also got social media pages, Facebook and Twitter, Knaphill Schools.
OK, so Knaphill Schools on Facebook and Twitter. And your web address is knaphillschoolspta.org.uk. Thanks for joining me.